1410 The Ticket.
Hang Zone coming at you.
Previously in the Hang Zone.
That's what I had in mind when the proposition of blockchain com, named after the very essence of what it is to begin with, blockchain com. As it turns out, blockchain com is what one of the founding people of the total concept of blockchain. That's what I see here with our blockchain com. We're going forward with blockchain com. Am I going to buy my cryptocurrency through blockchain com? You bet I am.
Are you checking any luggage today, sir?
Yeah!
Did you pack your bags yourself?
Yeah!
And the bags have been in your possession the whole time?
What?
Have these bags been in your possession the whole time?
What?
These bags have been in your possession the whole time.
What?
These bags, were they in your possession the whole time?
What?
And these bags have been in your possession the whole time?
Yeah!
All right. Well, Mr. John, you're all set.
Okay!
Pardon me, madam. Will this be reflected upon my frequent flyer miles?
Did you book your flight online?
Yeah!
And it will be.
Okay!
Have a nice flight.
What?
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 Have a nice flight.
Okay!
Now we have made contact with a gentleman. We have made contact with a gentleman that I'm looking forward to talking to. He's not there? Oh, what happened, Frito? Just, if you would, tell me on the air what happened here. Kip Kino was just...
Well, he was there, and okay. Then we brought him up.
Phone disconnected.
Okay, let's go back and see if we can get that number back, Frito. Joining us from Kenya on the Bob Steak and Chop House Hotline. Good morning to Kip Kino. How are you, Kip?
Hello?
Hello, Kip. How are you?
Fine.
That's fine. I hope you can hear us in the United States. First of all, just a general congratulations on a magnificent athletic career.
Yeah.
Kip, at what point did you and your wife decide you would take whatever earnings you had and try to do something for the children of Kenya?
I tell you, I can't hear you.
Oh, that's... Kip, can you hear me now?
Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you.
Oh, my. Is that the end of the...
The reception is bad.
Okay, Kip, can we try you right back?
Can you call me back later?
Okay, we'll call you back.
It is bad, I can't hear.
Okay, thank you, Kip.
All right, I got you. This is Neville Gallimore, number 96 for the Dallas Cowboys, and I never, ever listen to Dan and Jake, ever.
Let's watch the Ray J thing next.
Okay, we'll do that next.
It's just afternoon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. So pop that lunch on your car tray. Sit back and hang in the Hang Zone.
You feel like Edison or something. You're like, what? This is the greatest discovery. And I'm going to use this electricity all the time now. Like, you know, I probably just mixed... Edison didn't discover electricity, did he?
Featuring
the devil himself, Matt Birmingham.
The Patriots equipment manager.
Going full Rush Limbaugh, man.
Blake Jones. Who, Blake Jones?
Oh, cool.
And now, your Hang Zone host. From noon to three, it's Jake Kemp and Dan McDowell.
Here. I hope you're dabbing on them haters. Make sure you're dabbing on them haters.
Go Cowboys!
All right. What's up? It's Cowboy Monday on a Tuesday. It is Dan and Jake here. Show number 699. 699. Last day that we're going to get to say 69, Jake. Nice. Until 769.
Nice. Two nines, 1-6.
Isn't that insane?
Hey, so fun.
Is that like FMM or MFF? If it's 699.
I don't really know.
Which would you rather it be?
Me?
I remember Gribble always was kind of into the MMF.
He was?
He violated the rule.
Four walls?
Do you know the rule, Gordon?
What's the rule?
The golden rule.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you? That kind of applies here.
Kind of. Four walls, two balls. It's a limit.
Oh, okay. So no other man shall be naked within the same room.
I did not say that. I just told you the rule. The balls.
But he's very uptight.
Now you can interpret it any way you wish.
Did you ever?
Some people interpret it literally.
Did you ever MFF?
You know, ladies and gentlemen, right here.
Ooh, interesting. Dan's had quite an adventurous life.
It is Tuesday.
Gordon! I thought you said you did the MMF one time. Gordon! Some buddy of yours.
I've done it all.
Gordon! All?
MMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMMM
We don't judge here. From noon to three.
I guarantee you Jake's done the double MF.
Yeah.
I might know that personally.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to tell you.
As a matter of fact, I bet you Jake prefers it. Am I wrong?
It's hard to say.
You're not wrong.
See? Told you.
With my ex-wife.
Anyway, Blake wants me to, or I don't know why you gave
she
me
left
this.
With him.
Blake gave me a word of the day calendar that we're going to try and work this in every day. Now, okay. Today is labile.
Labazel.
Ty?
What?
Oh, I thought you'd say Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
Labile, readily or continually undergoing chemical, physical, or biological change or breakdown.
That's okay now.
Or readily open to change.
Yeah, Gordo.
So, don't know how we can work that in.
We accept that now.
This says the lunch containers were made of a labile polymer that would easily biodegrade after use.
That is like the least clarifying used in a sentence I've ever heard.
Yep. Yell at the makers of word per day calendar.
Okay.
All right.
So, anyway, we do have a big Cowboy win to get into, but we have, 2.5 other hours we can do that, and we will. Oh, my. We will. But we have
Can't
Gordon
you do
Keith
it with
here.
Me? I want to talk Cowboys.
I heard you talk Cowboys today. It feels like you're talked out.
Oh, man, I have so much to say.
I wish you wouldn't have said that.
Those guys won't let me talk as much Cowboys as I want to.
I just wanted to talk again about when is it too old to put your tongue in your son's mouth?
I don't think Tom Brady tongued his son.
Well,
he did kiss him.
What are we talking about?
He kissed him on the lips. This is an old Jake bit. He's been...
Okay. Well,
I thought he wouldn't be as homophobic after he had his own son.
Let me show you a new one.
But apparently.
Yeah. Jake.
Okay.
I thought you've learned a lot in
the
past 10 years.
This was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, Gordo.
No, 2 weeks.
This looked pretty normal to you?
Let's see.
Jake is showing us a video now labeled Two Girls, One Cup.
Wait.
That's pretty normal?
Wait, what's happening in that first picture?
Is that a feet pic?
Yeah.
His feet are on his lap.
Outside, yeah. His son is laying on top of him.
That's a ninth grader.
And they're both facing the sky.
And his son has a grimace on his face, like, ugh, that hurts. And he's kissing his neck.
Somebody needs to talk to Tom Brady and say, this is not, there's some boundary issues here.
I'm just asking the question. That's all I'm doing.
That's because really weird.
That's the picture of an video.
Okay. Dude.
Right. Where's the F?
Extra M for minor.
If you do have
there's one lowercase N there.
We prefer the F as well.
But I mean, any we don't judge. Yeah, you want to just go MM?
Plenty of time to make out with his ninth grader now.
Okay, you don't have to be so graphic about it. But yeah, the displays of affection, whereas it's there's nothing wrong with a father being affectionate with his kids. That's good, right?
Sure.
From back in the day when fathers wouldn't even tell their sons that he loved them.
I would prefer this.
But
do you need to post it?
This feels like it's a little bit too... It's a little weird. Because you and I had the argument inside our pre-show meeting, Jake, when we were talking about this. And I was defending Tom Brady before I had seen the evidence that you had. I was saying, you know, it's okay. He kisses his son. It's fine. It's not what you're making it out to be. And then you started producing audio-visual evidence, and
that's what you'll do.
I kind of quietly backed away from my claim that it was okay.
You're tearing him down.
It's a little weird. It's a little weird to...
Does LeBron kiss Bronny like that?
Then post it. I don't know. And I remember, like, Bob and Dan used to have the argument about how late is too late to shower with your kids.
Right.
And I think I've come around to Dan's idea on this one. Like, my daughter just turned 4. We'll shower together. Doesn't seem that weird to me now. But when you used to say it, I thought that was a bit old.
Yeah, I don't remember the age we stopped. I think it was definitely before she started driving. Definitely at some point before that.
You can pin it down to that, around that time frame.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask... So we have to promote our movie of the month, which is a week from Thursday. So see you next Thursday at the Alamo Drafthouse in Las Colinas. I keep forgetting the name of the movie. It's
Texas.
Your movie.
Under Siege.
Under Siege. One of your boyhood favorites, right?
For sure.
This is what you would watch with Chappie.
And that was one of the... Because Seagal had like a couple of movies that were good, right? Is that one of them?
I mean, this was definitely like the start of his run.
Okay.
There was Above the Law. There was Under Siege 1.
License to Kill.
License to Kill. There was Under Siege 2, of course.
Was it any good?
I love both of them, personally. But Hard to Kill, that might have been what you were thinking of, Ty.
Yeah, you're right. Hard to Kill.
Yeah.
So if you go to drafthouse.com, start typing in Under Siege, then you will see the ticket logo, and then you could buy tickets and join us next Thursday.
It's got to be the only movie theater that's running Under Siege.
Then right around Glimmer Man, he started using Ebonics.
You ever seen those videos, Dan?
No, I don't even know what you're saying.
It was a period of Seagal's career where he started speaking like he came straight from Clarksdale, Mississippi in the 1930s. He was a bluesman.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'd like to play some of those videos. Or should we not?
I mean, we can play them.
To promote the movie, you know? But, so my question is, because Chappie's going to join us for this one.
Sure.
Chappie will be at the theater, so you could look at Chappie, watch a movie. I don't know.
All your wildest dreams.
Yeah, but we've hosted movies with different ticket personalities, and Chappie is now one of them. But we did The Jerk with Craig Miller. We did Hot Rod with Jubb. Right? We've done stuff with Corby in the past.
What was the Rhines movie?
Diner.
Diner. We did that.
Right. I've always wanted to do a movie with Gordo.
Happiness.
Okay, I'm not against it for sure. I know Idiocracy is kind of one of the greats that would be fun to go watch, but so in this in the movie game, Gordon, mm-hmm. Let me explain to you the movie game a little bit, the movie theater game. Apparently, it's kind of like we have a partnership with the Dallas Morning News, and we'll scratch their back, they'll scratch the... are back, although it's located in a strange place, right?
What I think about that, Jules?
Yeah. They can't get... The Alamo can't get, I guess, stuff that's owned by Disney? And I think Idiocracy is among those.
Yeah, there was the whole, like, Fox-Disney thing.
So, yeah, if they're owned by Fox or Disney, they merged, and anything in that catalog we can't get.
Yeah.
So we can't get Idiocracy. So I'd like to somehow land on a movie that they could get that you would be really into, that, like, is something from your past or something.
Happiness. You want to try that?
I'll write it down and run it by my guy.
You ever seen that, Jake?
I've not. I basically only know about the one scene.
You and the wife tuck the kids into bed tonight and then settle in for a date movie.
There's like a photo or something that's with adhesive.
Oh, yeah. What's his name?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
PSH.
Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone's calling him that, but...
No.
Sounds pretty hip, though.
They didn't used to?
But yeah, you got to watch that one.
He's dead, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's dead.
That's right. That was sad.
Tickets own.
Moment of silence for...
Paul
Pete. What?
Yeah.
You interviewed him, huh?
Yeah, and before the interview, he said, hey, I'll be back in just a few minutes, and he went outside and had a cigarette.
Well, that's not so bad, considering, you know, some of the other stuff he was into.
I think he died of heroin, is that right?
Yeah.
Which is sad. He was very, very talented. I loved him as an actor.
But we were also
having...
He was
a nice guy.
So, unrelated, but maybe related, if you'd be into this movie, we were having a discussion off the air that... Could we screen Blazing Saddles in 2023?
And make it a Gordon.
I'm not going there, but...
Don't you think it's a very funny movie?
No.
You don't, huh?
I think it was wrong then.
Oh, I think it's a hilarious movie.
Gordon stands with those who stand against.
I mean, the N-word is in the movie. Yeah.
Whoa,
that's the thing.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that. Well, I'm definitely against it.
But, of course, as you will attest, right, the black guy is the hero. He's the hero. He's the smartest guy on the screen. It's
okay, then.
Right. Well, it's a very funny movie. The Jerk had the N-word in it. Look how the earth still revolves. Although we did screen that movie.
And we did Tropic Thunder, which is heavily centered on blackface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, again.
I think that one's been canceled since then. How long ago was this? Y'all
it
did
wasn't that?
That
long ago.
Wasn't that long ago at all.
Wasn't that long ago at all.
Yeah. I think Blazing Saddles might be over the line, but I follow my leader Dan in a battle.
Let's be safe go with Happiness.
See, that's the thing. I would think many more people would be offended by things in Happiness.
The good thing about Happiness is that most P1s probably have not seen it, and so they'll show up to the theater for our big night thinking, oh, this will be great and everything.
Rom-com?
And they'll all leave appalled.
This was definitely in the Gordon bingo game in the early 2000s. Back when he was sending us emails that said, hey, click on this funny video. And then
from my pastor.
It was two girls, one cup.
No, that's not true. I never sent that.
That's absolutely true. Ask anybody who knew you back then.
I think of all the people, I don't know that George ever watched it. I was always trying to get George to watch it. Telling him, hey, this is a great sports documentary.
The two girls, one cup?
No. Happiness.
Oh, right. But it did used to be a big...
great sports documentary.
I feel like
it gets good.
A big part of your vernacular used to be.
But you watched it, Dan.
Sure I did.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was a great movie. It's actually a good movie. There are some shocking moments, but sure, you knew I'd like it. And watch it again and again. How about the ending scene?
That's the that is the craziest ending to a movie ever.
You actually want me to ask him if he can get it? Would you want to screen Happiness?
No.
Oh, okay. So this
all right,
is just
well, Jake,
comedy.
You need to preview Happiness and see what you think then. You've never even seen it, so how do you know?
Yeah, I know enough to know it doesn't fit this bit. I will watch it for you before next Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh,
you have my word on that. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, for sure.
1 week from today, Jake reviews Happiness.
See you next Tuesday.
You want to watch it, Blake? You guys want to watch it too?
Okay.
Look at how the Gordon virus is infiltrating other minds.
Can't we do that thing where I'm sure Netflix has this or one of the platforms where you do the party, the watch party.
Yeah, I think
we don't
Dan's all have to be together, I think, right? With your
kids? Yes. I have done that with the kids.
How does that work?
I wonder if you can screenshot it or screen capture it and we could.
Certainly you can.
Could we put that out on your Twitch channel or wherever?
Yeah, we probably could.
Like, so we're all watching it together and then P1s could watch us watch it.
So it's basically us MST3K-ing the movie. Although we won't comment over the whole thing because we want to watch it. But yeah, it'd be great to see the P1s getting a chance to see the noobs' reaction to this movie. The people who've never seen it before.
I think if we want a Gordon movie at Alamo, we should do Life of Brian. Which is another movie I once watched for Gordon.
And did you think it was bad?
No, I thought it was amazing.
Oh, good.
I really did.
See, because I worry that it's like so out of date or something that people would just met.
What's the top Monty Python movie?
I think it's Holy Grail. By far Life of Brian. As far as
Holy Grail, commercially probably Holy Grail?
Holy Grail seems to be people's favorite, but Life of Brian is a 50 times better piece of comedic art.
What about Meaning of Life?
That was a bunch of disjointed sketches that were stitched together.
I haven't watched them recently enough. I actually watched some Life of Brian over the Christmas break. And then, I don't know what happened. We watched half of it, and we never got back to it. Me and my daughter.
Sounds like it really held your attention.
That's when she told you about what the panhandle was. Did you
hear that? I mean, later she did, yeah.
That's when you paused the movie and went in to go shower?
No, she was
Me and my daughter, yeah, who's just home for college, decided we needed to clean up real quick. But we do wear clothes now.
In the shower?
Just like, so Jake won't shower with his dog naked.
Wait, you'll shower with your daughter naked, right? Is that what you're saying, Jake? But not your dog.
Yes.
He's too worried about what he'll do.
I'm trying to puzzle this out.
Gay!
So if I'm going to clean the dog, I sometimes, especially like in the cooler months, will do it in the shower.
Okay.
But it's a big dog. It's like a 90-pound dog. And it's unruly, and I don't want to bump it into my junk.
Whereas, so it's not even fear of injury.
You're not a never nude.
Well, it's possible. Yeah, like the dog is kind of rambunctious, and I don't want to slip. I don't want to bump it into me. But the kid, I can
wait,
tell.
Wait, you just don't want the dog to touch your gonadals.
Right.
Because it would creep you out.
Correct.
Even if it's just like incidental contact.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Hello.
Is it have to do with the gender of the dog?
No.
Because Norm once had a producer that would not have a male dog.
I think Dan was along these same lines, right? Like you didn't want to see the rocket?
Yeah, a big dog. I wouldn't want a male just because then his giant wiener's slapping against me. Yeah.
Slapping against you. What are you doing?
I just mean I always let the dog sleep with us.
Slapping sounds.
I don't want to wake up with my hand holding on to something that's
right,
not mine. You know?
Your hand just always seeks out that shape when you're sleeping?
Kind of. It really conforms to my dreams.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gordo.
So, you know.
But Cornelius was...
I'm dreaming I'm skiing, but I dropped one of the poles. So...
Whereas the daughter, I can just say, hey, you stand over here, I stand over here. It's not as much of an issue.
So incidental contact could happen then. Aren't you worried about that?
So I'll check on Life of Brian. Is that where we're at?
I'm having two different conversations right now.
Would you actually want to join us for a movie?
No, if I'm going to do a movie, I want it to be like a real serious downer.
Okay.
Why?
For you guys. Like we'll all watch Cuckoo's Nest and then... walk around kind of silent the rest of the day.
George has a bad opinion.
Of Cuckoo's
about
Nest?
Jack.
He does,
That's
yeah.
a bad opinion.
And what
he's,
is it?
He thinks Jack... I mean, I get his complaint about Jack... I got to think about his last name. Nicholson.
That's correct.
Right? Is that he acts relatively the same in all roles. In other words, he's such a big personality that he always seems like he's Jack Nicholson in every role. And I don't agree with that. I mean, I see what he's saying, though. It's not completely unfounded. But he's so magnetic on screen. And you take a movie like Cuckoo's Nest, I mean, he's so perfect for that role.
As good as it gets is so good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's different. There's a little range there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not The Shining.
Right. Yeah, that's a bit of a spectrum.
All right, so Gordon won't commit to doing any movie.
I'll do a movie night. I just got to decide on the movie.
We just have to figure out which one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we'll let the P1s vote.
No.
No, we can't do that.
Yeah, no. But I will have. I will watch Happiness by next Tuesday. You have my word.
It'll be Birth of a Nation if the P1s
did. Jeez, yeah.
Didn't Happiness have the uncomfortable scene with the...
Stop right there.
Okay.
Yeah. It had the uncomfortable scene.
Well, I mean, I think Happiness may have some language issues too, right? Similar to the Blazing Saddles.
Oh, I don't recall that.
Mm. Also, I know this is a bit untraditional, but what's wrong with Cameron Mannheim?
You like Cameron Mannheim?
Hey, is she in Happiness?
Yeah.
Who else was in Happiness?
John Lovitz. Very quick.
Laura Flynn Boyle, I'm
seeing.
In
the beginning, yeah. Laura Flynn Boyle's the sister, right? Yeah.
Who's the sister that Philip Seymour Hoffman was on the phone with when he crank
Rachel
called
Stark.
Her?
Oh,
all right.
That can't be it.
Gotta go. That's another edition of See You Next Tuesday with the great Gordo. He wants you to email, tweet, and Discord your movie suggestions to him. And stuff. Thanks, Gordon.
And stuff. Thank you, Hang Zone.
You know when we're going to see you?
When? Next Tuesday.
There you go.
See you next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.